Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Today podcast. Right now, we're going to talk about making the transition to assisted living.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about life transitions and how to transition your real estate and keep up with the movement of your life. There's different stages that you have different needs. And when it's your personal residence, there's a lot more tied up into it. For example, it could be the family home. It could be that you're attached to the views, the outdoor living around you, or the neighbors. And moving out of that space to assisted living seems insurmountable. You have hopes that you might return there.
Well, it's an interesting thing because it's an emotional but can be an extremely financial beneficial item. Now, there may be some people who don't own their personal residence, and there may be some people who own their personal residence and they don't own the thing free and clear of debt, and that poses a less significant opportunity. But if you happen to have planned your life well, you own your personal residence free and clear at the time of your retirement, there are opportunities that you'd like to deal with.
And understand that we could be talking to the 40s or 50-somethings where they're clearing their house out of children and they're thinking we're going to downsize. So you could plan for this as well. You could plan to move the good equity position you have in your growth in your happily ever after house for the family into a moderate home that could also serve as a rental. You want dexterity. You want flexibility. So you don't know the timing of your health or the demise of a partner or what's going to happen next, but you want a plan that you will live forever. The perception and the hope, which moves a lot of our real estate at this point of life, is that you're going to continue on.
Right. There will be a time, though, that will no longer be an opportunity for you. And how are you going to use that equity position now that you've downsized from the big house, so to speak, into a smaller home that you and your much smaller family now can enjoy? And also, most likely, you've gone from a more expensive property to a less expensive property, and that would give you potentially the opportunity to eliminate debt at the same time. So now you've reduced your living cost, you've gotten into a property that is more functional for you, and you can now use that as a rental property later to go into maybe assisted living or whatever is your requirement of life.
Exactly. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.